Today's question comes from Shem, who asks, how do we ensure that positions of power in government are not abused by those who hold them? What safeguards can be written into the new constitution to prevent military personnel from aligning themselves politically?
I was just looking at our constitution, because this constitution provides for what we call service or executive commissions. These are your police service commission, defense service commission, and your prison service commission. We also know that there is a secret service. Some of you know it as the CIO. Some call it persons within the president's department. But, you know, this organization is not mentioned at all in the constitution. Why that is so, I don't know. But I think it clearly is indicative of the non-transparency which surrounds this particular organization. Now, when you look at these service commissions I refer to, one thing which strikes you is that they are all chaired by one person, the chairman of the Public Service Commission. When one looks at power concentration in our current constitution, one wonders why it was felt necessary that there should be this concentration of power in one person or in certain individuals. Really, I cannot think of any reason whatsoever why it is the chairman of the Public Service Commission or his nominee who should be chairing all these commissions. There is need, I believe, for the unbundling of power in this regard. Now, as far as political alignment is concerned, we all know of our unhappy experiences where the various commanders of be it the police, the defense force, or the prison service have clearly indicated their alignment to the ZANU-PF political party. This is very unfortunate because they are not there to service ZANU-PF. They are there to service the people of Zimbabwe. They are there to service yourself. They are there to service myself. So it is important that our constitution must make it clear that, you know, you make a decision. If as commander of the army you believe that you can do better as a politician, by all means, leave the army and become a politician. The same must apply to the Commissioner General of the Police, and the same must apply to the Commissioner General of the Prison Service. So it is important that our constitution must address this critical issue so that whoever wants to become the number one in those institutions must be aware of his limitations in terms of aligning himself with any political party. Now, I think it is important that we go back to question number four, to those various articles I made reference to, which clearly recognizes that these state organs and institutions must be reformed. And I think we need then to take what is particularly in Article 13 of the GPA and make it part of our constitution so that we all know that the people who are in these positions cannot aspire for political office unless, of course, they choose to leave their positions in order to engage into political office.